Now they must see the things. They must hear it also. Donald Jones, you know what? Baby, what do you know about this? How dare you know about this?
It's the fact that you know how we know about this? Because we're old. Number two. It's the fact that I'm sitting here singing along to the song,
yeah.
But the video from the beginning to the end is playing in my head. I know it so well.
Yeah?
This takes me back to 2001. I was grade 6 at Bethold. And that's the time that we had Channel O that was streaming on One Africa.
Yeah.
From 2 to 5.
Yeah.
So
oh, my God. Yeah.
This is now the time of Missing You by Case.
Yeah.
And then this video played every single day.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
You see the trauma now. Now you know the music video in your head.
I'm just glad it don't remind me of nobody.
Yeah, okay. Also, believe, you know, it's an innocent song.
Yes.
It's 8:37. Let's check out what Moshe do.
Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.
Now, every Friday, we reveal a situation that you are going through, because during the week, you made the effort of reaching out to us and you said, NSK and Shaquan, here's my problem. This is what I'm sitting with. Shaquan, we need your perspective on this issue that I'm sitting with. And what we have here is a bit of a sticky situation. It reads, hey, Shaquan, I've been feeling stagnant and stuck lately with my career and with my life in general. And what's worse is that all of my friends are getting married, having kids, and excelling in their lives, and I feel that I am the friend that is being left behind. When you and NSK spoke about peer pressure the other day, I felt like maybe I am pressuring myself, and I don't know how to stop thinking this way. How do I snap out of it and also stop feeling like I am stuck? Yo, this is relatable, isn't it?
Listen.
This hits the nail.
Oh, yeah.
Shaquan?
Yes.
What would Shaquan do?
Man. Because you literally took the words out of my mouth when you said that it's relatable. I've definitely been there. And I'm looking back at 2017, around about that time. Now, I definitely felt like that friend that's left behind. All my friends were having kids. All my friends were getting married. And getting married in the sense that, you know, when people get married, they have now a different life. It's not to say that you can't still continue with the friendships, but it's a different dynamic. I can't call you anytime that I feel like it because you're not a single woman anymore. Do you know what I mean? Things like that.
Yeah.
And not even just that, you know, them excelling in their careers and so forth, and me just feeling like I'm just, you know, I haven't reached where I actually want to be at that time, you know. It took me quite a while to really understand that, you know what? Because, you know, sometimes we know stuff,
yeah,
but we don't necessarily understand it. Mm. And I think that situation for me really made me understand how it is important for you to really understand that we have different journeys from the people around us. Mm. And my friends are beautiful, lovely ladies, but they're a little bit older than me. A little bit,
yeah.
Right? So I cannot compare... I couldn't compare wanting to have certain things, but I had not gone through certain things that they had to actually get to the point of them actually being married, right? So there's this obviously cliche saying that you've probably heard so many times, that you cannot compare your chapter one or chapter five, whatever it is, to someone else's chapter six or 20 or whatever it is, you know. So too often, actually, we allow ourselves to fall into the trap of measuring ourselves against other people. And, you know, sometimes you find you also being influenced by social media, because that's what seems like, you know, it's the norm, that's what's acceptable. So comparing your current chapter right now to someone else's chapter, it's just you're doing an injustice to yourself.
Yeah.
Honestly, that you're not being kind to yourself, and it's something that you need to snap out of also. And then also sometimes you find yourself, you know, especially in the sense where this person says that, you know, they're feeling a little bit stuck and so forth. Man, we've all been there. Everyone feels stuck in life at some point. That could be for a job that's probably not fulfilling you. That could be from an unfulfilling relationship that you have, or probably just feeling like, you know what, I'm of a certain age. And this is what happens in a lot of situations.
Yeah.
I'm of
by this age, I should.
Yes. At this age, I should have achieved this, 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 and that, or whatever it is, you know? And you just can't stop feeling, or you can't stop being in that vicious cycle of, I need to get to where, I need to get to where. Some people have a head start, and you didn't. Do you know what I mean? Maybe your responsibilities compared to other people's responsibilities is not the same.
Yeah.
You know, probably you're the only sibling or the only breadwinner, whatever it is, and you can't even necessarily achieve all the things that you want at the pace that you want because you have so many other people who are relying on you. But then maybe your friends have a bunch of other siblings that also help out,
yeah,
and it makes it easier for them to kind of maneuver around and really get to whatever it is that they need to, okay? So if it's a case of you feeling stuck in terms of your job, your relationships and so forth, maybe try to find out what is your why. Why you applied for that job in the first place, or that career path or whatever it is that you're in. What made you fall in love with it in the first place? What is your why? Maybe that will also motivate you a little bit to actually get back into that space of being motivated again, waking up with excitement and I'm going to get this and I'm going to do that, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just an overload or... yeah, being overloaded, being overwhelmed, and just burned out. Sometimes rest really is the answer. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
How many times have you really come from the festive holiday, for example, you come back to work, and you're really well-rested, and you're ready to take on the year?
Really?
Really?
Because you were busy, actually.
You were busy
even
throughout.
Even though you were off, but you were busy.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Yes, it could be that the working environment is not that friendly or conducive for you anymore. And, you know, obviously there are ways to work around it. But if you feel that this is time for you to probably step away from it, maybe start working towards a plan B.
Yeah.
It is important that you have one and like an exit plan while you're still trying to maneuver through this.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll unpack it a little bit more.
All right,
before
cool.
we let this go.
You're more than welcome also to add your voice to this.
Yeah, yeah.
083-000-1029. This is Fresh FM. What will she do? We'll continue in about 5.
Stadio Namibia, the leading distance education institution.
It's music by Chef Luigi Esmo Nawe, as well as DJ Alba Nalo. It's 8:50. Thank you so much. Let's continue with What Will She Do? This is proudly brought to you by Jacob's Coffee. this is where radio comes alive. Now, every single Friday, we really just delve into your life because you allow us that privilege. You reach out to us throughout the week and you share your situation, which we put it on air on Friday. We keep you anonymous and we have a perspective. Or we have have Shekwan look at it from her perspective. If you just join us, the situation reads, "Hey Shekwan, I've been feeling stagnant and stuck lately with my career and my life in general. And what's worse is that all of my friends are getting married, having kids and excelling in their lives. And I feel that I'm not, or rather, I feel like I am the friend that is being left behind." When you and NSK spoke of peer pressure the other day, I felt like maybe, just maybe, I'm pressuring myself and I don't know how to stop thinking this way. How do I snap out of it and stop feeling like this?
Yeah, yeah.
Or stop feeling like I'm stuck.
Yeah.
Shekwan?
Yeah, so maybe to, obviously, because I did mention a little bit early on that this is a situation that I can actually relate to, because at one point I found myself in that space. And it's wild that at one point I really desperately wanted to be a mom. But you know what? I didn't know the plans that God had for me, and here we are. Do you know what I mean? And then also you might have to sit down, because this definitely worked for me. I think one of the ways that we can really conquer all these things in our lives that we sometimes feel that we don't have the answers to is to really unpack and be honest with ourselves. And a lot of the times when you realize what the problem is, or when you admit to what the problem is, that's when it's easier for you to find solutions around it. So you might want to ask yourself, why do I actually feel stuck in my life? Because you understand your personal situation. Like I mentioned, it could be the fact that you're just feeling a little bit worn out right now, or overwhelmed, whatever it is.
Yeah.
It could be the fact that you're also just in a space where you have this really bad habit, you're not mindful of it, and you self-limit yourself and self-sabotage yourselves. Okay, so that's also something that we do a lot. And it puts us in a space where we also start to suffer or struggle with the imposter syndrome.
Imposter syndrome, you say? Okay.
Yes, yes. Yeah. This is now obviously where you doubt your self-worth and capabilities, because you're just paying a lot of attention to other people and their capabilities and all of these things, okay? So it could also be that you have a very limited vision as well. Sometimes, you know, you want certain things for yourself, but sometimes then you question yourself, will I actually be able to achieve all these things for myself? Sometimes you just don't have a proper vision for your life and you're just, you know, swaying through life. And seeing what everyone around you is doing, now you try to align your vision for your life, for your different journey, for your very unique journey, according to other people's journeys and how they're living their lives. Yes. That happens a lot.
Yeah.
And sometimes you might be finding yourself in a space where you just don't have the adequate support system, if you will, or probably even resources. So ultimately, the point of this is to make you aware of the reasons why you might be feeling stuck in your life. Another thing to also keep in mind, especially when it comes to wanting the very things that your friends have.
Yeah.
How about you take just a little bit of time to self-introspect? It starts with you. You have the answers. You know you better than anybody else.
Yeah.
So that is important. Because also one thing that you need to keep in mind is that we tend to miss out on our blessings when we focus on other people's lives. You don't even know that you're thirsty, because you're busy pouring into someone else's life. Or that you need to pour into your cup. You don't even know that you're running on empty.
Yeah.
Because all you're doing is just being focused on other things and other people. So when do you check in with you and start taking care of you? So I would suggest that you slow down, and you can simply do this by making time for self-care, because this is something that's really big for me. And this is how I come back to me when I feel a little bit lost, okay? So give yourself that space to make self-care a priority and just basically tune in to yourself. Another thing that I have to mention is, this took me a while to snap out of, really. And that is the imposter syndrome, comparing yourself constantly to other people.
There's that, a cliche. That are not even friends.
Not even friends.
Okay.
Even just people that you follow on social media.
Yeah.
You might have followed this person because, oh, I love, you know, the way they're living their lives. And I, you know, aspire to be that woman or that man one day, whatever it is. And then sometimes, or not even that, as time goes on, you get to find out that you now grow a certain feeling towards this person because of all the things that they are sharing and what they're achieving in their lives that you feel I'm not achieving. Okay. So stop comparing yourself to other people. I cannot emphasize on this enough, because there's absolutely no way that you could really be fulfilled and happy, have a clear vision, understand the plan that God has for your life.
Yeah.
If you are constantly comparing yourself to the next person.
Yeah. That's profound stuff. Thank you so much, Shekwan. We appreciate it. If you missed it, it'll be up on our website pretty soon. www.freshfm.com.na.
Fresh Breakfast with NSK and Shekwan.